You'll never believe what's on Gossip Girl.
Someone saw Serena getting off a train at Grand Central.
Serena?
Serena's at school.
Why'd she return?
Let me guess. You told everyone Eric's just visiting Grandpa in Rhode Island.
You're Aunt Carol in Miami.
He tries to take his own life, and you're worried it's going to cost you Mom of the Year?
Must be a lot of rumors while you're back.
None of them mention you.
Nate's going to wait for Serena.
You can get in line behind that guy.
I don't need some new boy influencing or distracting her from her needs.
A kid like Dan is exactly what Serena needs.
Guess whose dad is cool?
It's a trick question.
Yeah, because it can't be ours.
You're going out with Serena, and I'm going to kiss on the lips. You said the family wasn't cool.
I thought everything was good between us.
It was, before I found out you had sex with my boyfriend.
Great, just in time for brunch.
I told her to stay away.
I'm not sticking around with you to talk.
You said you'd never speak to her again.
So you slept with your best friend's boyfriend. Is that true?
Then she ran away and lied about it.
Poor Daniel. So little time, so many sluts to defend.
This world is crazy.
You're a part of it.
They're not going to fix this.
You don't, Serena. You just stay away.
But now that Serena is back, will the Upper East Side ever be the same? It takes two to tangle, and girls like these don't go down without a fight.
Where is she now, Serena? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO.
G-L-A-M.
There's plenty of upside to being the spawn of the fabulously wealthy. But the downside? Super successful parents expect nothing less from their offspring. And when it comes to college, that means the Ivy. It's more than just getting into college. It's setting a course for the rest of your life. And for those few who aren't legacies, the pressures are no less. When parents have sacrificed for their children's futures, what kid would want to let them down?
G-L-A-M-O-O-R-O-U-S, we're flying first class, up in the sky, popping champagne, living a life in the fast lane. I won't change by the glamorous. Ooh, the
flossy, flossy,
the glamorous, glamorous,
I'm
glamorous. Ooh, the
flossy, flossy. Thank you, ladies. Good morning, students. I ask all of you to show a little sympathy for our junior class. They are almost through with Ivy Week.
As is our long-standing tradition, the Constance Billard girls will be in charge of Friday night's mixer. And the St. Jude's boys will provide the ushers for the visiting representatives.
For those of you who dream of attending an Ivy League school, this mixer is the most important event of your life.
But no pressure.
That's not that bad.
Looks like I shaved with a wood chipper.
I was going with more of a chainsaw.
Not helping.
Not trying to.
Hey, look on the bright side. You're not a hemophiliac. Otherwise, you'd be in the emergency room.
And that's helping.
Not really.
Garvin's gonna love you.
Yeah, I gotta believe being able to shave is a prerequisite for attending.
No one is better qualified, no one is smarter, more well-rounded.
Or wounded. It's not like I have a trust fund to fall back on, Dad. No, all I have is what's up here.
Oh.
Well, that is the most important thing. College is about academic excellence, not just talk portfolio. Besides, you're gonna do great in your interview. You take after your dad that way. Spotlight doesn't faze us.
Ooh, you better hope there's not a spotlight involved. I'm your sister. It's what I do.
Not when it's about Dartmouth.
Remember, students.
Nathaniel, a little wake and bake.
We have our interviews today.
My point exactly.
I have but one hitter.
But underclassmen should consider this week a dress rehearsal. You are not only representing yourselves this week, but generations from our school and your families.
Try not to cut me off next time. Yeah, almost knock me over the side of the bench.
I didn't cut you off. I didn't mean to.
You went fair and square, nothing can make me prouder. Until you get into the old alma mater, that is.
Yeah, we talked about this, about me keeping my options open, looking out west.
Yeah, of course. Well, let's get serious here. Someone with your grades wants to get into Dartmouth, you need to appear to be working for it.
Dad,
ushering the rep is a good step.
How come every time I bring up going to USC, you act like it's a joke?
Nick, there's a plan here.
Maybe I want to make
my
own.
Listen, your mother and I didn't work this hard. You can just make things up as you go along.
Dartmouth, law school, Blair.
Soon you're going to have everything.
Listen, I'm late for work.
Nail that interview today. Go green.
As part of Ivy Week's festivities, at tomorrow night's mixer, Blair Waldorf will announce the charity her community outreach committee will honor this year.
Have you seen Serena? I wonder where she is.
And you know what I wonder? I was supposed to hear anything about Yale with all this talk about Serena.
Do you remember when Dad gave me my first Yale sweatshirt? I don't think any piece of clothing has ever fit me more perfectly. Not to mention how adorable I found that bulldog. Remember when I asked you if I could get a bulldog? Good call, by the way, saying no. And now the big day is finally here. Soon Nate and I'll be away at college. Him coming down to Yale, me going up to Dartmouth, Dad flying him for the Princeton game. I hope it doesn't make you feel old watching me grow up.
Eat up, Miss Blair. Your mom would want you to have a good breakfast.
And now, Headmaster Prescott will walk you
here.
Through.
That's what I said.
When you weren't supposed to be talking.
Serena, come on, hurry up. You're going to be late.
I am. I know. You know, you shouldn't have stayed at your brother's again. I mean, why is Kate there? It's not like he can even see you. His eyes are closed.
Do you have one maternal bone in your entire body?
Serena, you need your rest, okay? It's Ivy Week.
I know, and if I can get out of this hotel room, it's my sole mission in life to impress that brown room.
Well, I am so thrilled to hear you say that's still your plan, because, I mean, I know it's something we've always talked about, but honestly, since you've been back, I've wondered if your mind was even on college.
Yes, Mom, I've had my mind on a lot of things. But since recent events, going away to college sounds pretty good.
How did you leave things with Dan?
I don't want to talk about it.
What's going on with you and Blair?
Mom, please! Look, all I want to do is just finish high school in peace and go away to a state with lots of people who don't know who I am and just start over. Okay?
Take a cab, don't walk.
Please don't tell me it's over.
What? You were there. I would say it's pretty over.
I meant the assembly.
Oh, right. No, yeah, no, it just ended. Now. Anyway, good luck.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, too bad you missed the assembly. Not that it matters. Brown doesn't offer degrees in slut. Spotted. S. Not so fashionably late, and dressed down by D. Game on, ladies.
Baby, what you get your body from? Tell me what you get your body from. Baby, what you get your body from? Tell me what you get your body from.
I made a mistake with Nate, okay, but then you sabotaged me with Dan. We don't have to be friends.
What's up, Waldorf?
Sorry. Slipped.
I really want to believe that was an accident.
Then you must be delusional.
Thank you.
Running out of colors here, Blair.
And I'm running out of patience. Enough, okay?
It's enough when I say it's enough.
So we've actually come to physical blows, huh? Truth?
Oh, my leg!
Serena, you're out of here.
Oh. I hope it's broken.
Hey, Upper East Siders. We hear that World War III just broke out, and it's wearing knee socks. Choose your side or run and hide. We have a feeling this one's to the death.
And why should you be the Dartmouth usher?
Well, I've given this a lot of thought, and I think I can answer your question in three parts. And I'd like to start with the third part first, if cool, unless that would be confusing, in which case I can start at the beginning. The Dartmouth principles of community highlight integrity, responsibility, and consideration. Well, from St. Jude's, I've learned integrity. From being an older brother, I have learned responsibility. And from my parents, who have sacrificed everything to send me to this school, I've learned consideration. It really comes down to one thing. Dartmouth is my dream. And I've never asked Dartmouth, but I think it's been dreaming of me. That was a joke, or an attempted one.
Next question. You are the ideal Dartmouth candidate.
Thank you, sir. And it would be an honor to attend Dartmouth. I've grown up hearing all about it from my father. I'm just not sure it's my first choice. And if there's only one usher position available, I'm sure there's someone who wants it more than me.
Why should I be chosen to be an usher? I'm Chuck Bass.
Excuse me.
Hey.
Hey.
You get the one you wanted?
No, actually, you did. Which makes total sense because I'm second in our class and you're somewhere around, well, I don't know, last?
No hard feelings, huh?
Why should there be? I mean, how many libraries has your dad had to endow to get you this spot? You've earned it.
Look, man, you don't know anything about my family.
I'm sorry, you're right, you're right. I'm sure J.L. Hall will be very impressed with your passion for the Dartmouth experience.
Who the hell's J.L. Hall?
He's the Ivy rep. You might want to pick up his book if you want anything to talk about. The Petting Zoo. That's the name of his book.
Angry guy, huh?
Short fuse. I'm trying to work on that.
Well, let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
It's a tough week.
Not for me, apparently.
Oh, you got an usher position?
No, I didn't. In an ironic, though not totally unexpected twist, Nate got the one I wanted.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, I guess that's life when you're not a legacy.
Well, hey, just because you're not an usher doesn't mean you're not going to get into an Ivy.
Yeah? Where'd your parents go to school?
Harvard and Brown.
That's all I'm saying.
Can't believe Serena did this.
Yeah, such a cheap shot. Finally.
Hello to you, too. Heard about the field hockey throwdown? All those mouth guards and short skirts, I hope somebody filmed it.
You're heinous.
Which is probably why you called.
You know me well.
Women like to pretend they're complicated, I know better.
My leg's numb now. How about a heating pad?
Okay.
Serena came home for a reason.
One can only guess.
I'm done guessing. I want answers. And no one likes to be on the ground floor of a scandal like Chuck Bass.
I am a bitch when I want to be.
Opportunity to cause some trouble? Uncover a secret?
Suggest for an answer. Let's turn back to school. I left something important behind.
Oh, Danny boy, how was your day?
He's about to hype dinner.
Because no matter how good it was, it's about to get a lot better. I've outdone myself with the bolognese.
Hello?
Sorry about the melodramatic entrance.
You didn't get it?
No, I didn't get it.
And that I do not get.
You gave it to Nate Asahorn!
Last year.
I believe he had an original thought. It died of loneliness.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
Yeah, I know how much your mom sacrificed. The whole reason you sent us to a school like this
is so we can go to a college of our choice.
What if that's all for nothing?
It's not, okay? It's not. So you don't get to be the usher of some whatever party.
Dad, can I just, stay alone for a while?
Humphrey's dead. Not exactly royalty uptown.
Are you okay with that?
No. But I'm used to it.
Going to believe where I found our little princess.
Really?
Admit it, even for me, this was good.
If you weren't such a perv, I'm sure the CIA would hire you in a second.
Defending my country. There's a future I never imagined.
With good reason. What is she doing there?
Well, what's anyone doing there? It's a facility for the disturbed or addicted.
You must have your own wing.
You don't get nearly enough credit for your wit. So the question is, what do you do now?
Well, I was thinking, total social distraction.
And here I thought you were getting soft. So this is your bed, huh?
Leaving now.
You can repay me another time.
I've been in these sessions every day for the last week, but nothing is going to change unless she stops hiding him here and lets him have his life back.
This is not called hiding, Serena. It's called recovery.
Telling everyone he's staying with Aunt Carol in Miami?
He's not ready.
He's not, or you're not.
Okay, let's take a deep breath. It's good to see honest conversation.
What does she know about honesty?
Serena, but I really think a decision like this includes Eric as well.
You mean I have a say in this? Wow, thanks.
Eric, of course, we're here for you.
Look, if you're ready to leave, you tell us, okay? No matter what Mom says.
I would really like to get out of here. But maybe I'm not ready yet.
Hey, what about for a few hours? You can be my date to the Ivy League party tonight.
Serena, that party is an important event for you.
Well, he'll be around people he knows. It'll be fun, comfortable.
Actually, that sounds great.
Well, there we go. Compromise. That wasn't so hard, was it?
You know what? I have to go. Help them set up for tonight at the school. It's my job as both parent committee chair and responsible mother.
It'll be great. Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Rufus Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
My kid, Dan, goes to St. Jude's, and he really should have been selected as Garden's usher. Maybe there was a mix-up, some kind of a glitch in the system. I'd like to believe that, because I like to believe the best in people.
I'm sorry, Mr. Humphrey. The usher positions have been filled. There's nothing we can do.
Is there anything else? Any other positions?
You'll have to discuss this with our committee chairwoman.
Sure, perfect. I'd love to. Where can I find her?
I'm not sure. She must be running late. Oh, there she is now.
Why am I not surprised?
Lucky for you, she seems to be in a good mood.
Until she sees me.
Rufus.
Hello, Dad.
Excuse me?
You got a minute, though?
Not for you.
You're in.
What?
The Ivy Week party tonight. Your name will be on the program and everything.
You got me the Dartmouth spot?
I knew you could do it, Dad.
No, you didn't. And no, I didn't. How do you feel about the refreshment committee?
Well, there is no refreshment committee.
Not until now.
Oh, God.
What? Everybody gets thirsty. It's really a position of power.
How did you secure me this prominent and simultaneously embarrassing position?
By offering my own services.
You're serving snacks?
I'm the head of the entertainment committee.
Another committee that didn't exist until you left the house today.
Way to go, Dad. Wait, so who's the entertainment?
Since it was such short notice, the only person I could get was myself.
Kind of a staid affair for early 90s post-punk mass rock, don't you think?
I'm bringing a couple of the guys. It'll be Rufus Unplugged.
Need a roadie?
Thanks, sweetie.
Should I call Mom and we can just make this a full-fledged Humphrey affair?
Look, I did the best I could. At least you get to officially be a part of this thing. You can talk to that author you love. Ask him anything you want.
Like his preference for soft drinks?
You get it all anxious, sweetie, if you feel lightheaded or panicky.
I'll be fine, Mom. All I have to do is be normal. Or at least act normal.
Works for Mom. See the Yale rep? I thought you wanted to go to Brown and Blair wanted to go to Yale. Yeah, I know.
My father would never forgive me if I didn't introduce myself. He says that you two used to be crew together.
Crew? Oh, hi. I'm Serena Vanderwoodson. But I didn't know you were interested in doing crew.
I'm not. I was just saying that there's a family connection because my father...
I didn't know you were interested in athletics at all. Well, especially ones where you might get your hair wet. But she's really more of an indoors type of girl. Oh, my goodness, your glass is almost empty. Let's get you a drink.
No, I'll take him.
Oh, don't worry about it. So tell me about Yale.
Please explain how Serena's commandeering the Yale rep while you're supposed to be his usher.
I switched. I'm trying to get into Princeton. I don't get you. LaPerla's in a bunch. Look who's arrived. Dr. Ostroff. Blair, Dr. Donald Ostroff.
Interesting choice of guests, B.
Such a pleasure. I've heard such wonderful things.
Coincidence? I think not.
I like your book.
Oh, thanks. What did you think of the epilogue? Some people really love it. The New York Times called it a cheap cop-out. Warner Brothers is making the movie. I think they're going to change the end.
Well, I can see how the ending might not seem all that commercial. Would you like something to drink?
Lily.
Oh, Bart, hello. How are you?
Hey, Eric. How's Miami?
It's good, thanks. You know, go Marlins. Shoot, excuse me, please.
So the neuroscience project I'm working on involves the cellular signaling pathway of neuronal nitric oxide synthase. It's initiated when glutamate binds to NMDAR.
Hi.
You're Eric, right?
Yeah, you're Jenny, Dan's sister.
Yeah, we met at
Bendel's. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, cool.
Eric, good to see you. You enjoy Miami?
Yeah. Save the manatees.
Manatees?
It's a long story.
I've got time.
It's a little dark.
I can handle it.
You want to go to Yale, then?
No, Brown. It's just the thing with Blair.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, since you don't have to actually worry about getting into college, why not make the entire evening about screwing over Blair?
No, thanks. Hey. You're seriously not going to talk to me? Like, literally not speak.
Hey.
Oh, much better.
Thanks, guys.
So, what's it like?
Like a Dartmouth English Lit professor I have nothing in common with. Guess I could tell him how everything I have I got because I'm an Archibald.
You should mention Dr. Seuss. Peter Geisel was his real name. He went to Dartmouth. Hall said he got the idea for the petting zoo from the Lorax.
The what?
You know what? Never mind. Just mention how his prose style is influenced by early Faulkner. You'll be all right. Or not.
I was actually going to get some fresh air. How about you take these over to him?
All right. Yeah, I guess it can be my post on man for a minute or two. You're going
home.
I don't think so. Now you get back out there and you finish what you started.
And what you started? I don't want to go to Dartmouth. There, I said it. Now back off.
So we moved into the hotel and it was just the two of us. And I was really lonely.
So that's when you...
So I ended up at the Ostrov Center. My mom says they have the best counselors, but what they really get paid for is to keep their mouths shut.
Look, I won't say anything. I promise. So, do you want to go back in?
Yeah, answer more questions about Florida?
Well, I have a grandma who lives in Fort Myers. I can help think of the material.
Attention! Welcome again to the Constance Miller St. Jude's Ivy Week Mixer. I'm Blair Waldorf, Chair of the Community Outreach Committee. Every year, our schools choose to support one local institution that we feel benefits our community. This year, our schools have chosen to honor the Ostrov Center. This semester, our choice is a very personal one, because the center has helped one of our own.
What is going on here?
It's because of their excellent program, which aids so many young addicts and alcoholics, that a student here with us today is clean and sober, at least for now. Can I please have Serena Vanderwoodson join me on stage?
Spotted at the Ivy Week Mixer, S&B's Last Stand. And only one gets out alive. Better take cover.
Please tell me this isn't happening.
It's not.
No, Susan, you're not going up there. You're going to stay right here, okay? Whatever you're doing, think about who's standing in this room right now.
Don't try to deny Chuck's eyes.
Serena Vanderwoodson. I just want to thank my friend, Blair Waldorf, for recognizing the Ostroff Center and all of the good things that they do. Thanks, Blair. At the center, one of the main things that we learn is forgiveness.
She's in rehab?
No, it's not her. It's her brother who's there.
What?
You can't tell anyone, okay?
I won't, but why is she doing this?
About how, in order to move forward with our future, we must forgive those who have wronged us in the past. And we must ourselves ask for forgiveness from those whom we've wronged. Without this forgiveness, innocent people get hurt.
All right, thank you, Serena. Thank you. Thank you.
Honesty may be the best policy in some zip codes, but not in this one. And not this week. Because I was a teenage drug addict is not exactly a winning college essay.
And now, can I please have Dr. Ostroff join me on stage?
Why is Blair outing you for a drug problem that you don't have? You don't, do you?
Mom.
Well, it's not like we have some free, open relationship.
And that's my fault? Look, what's happened to Eric has put a huge strain on our family. But we are still a family.
Why do you think I did what I just did? Will you excuse me? I'm going to go in this with Blair. Now. Blair, what the hell was that? Will you excuse us, please?
Sure.
So we good now? We square?
No. Because nothing I do will ever be as bad as what you did to me.
Look, I'm asking you, please. I'll stop if you will.
You're just saying that because today you lost. And you're going to keep losing. Now, if you'll excuse me, unlike you, I have a future to get back to.
What? Oh, do you want to congratulate me on destroying my future?
No. I just want to ask if you're okay. Because what you did in there, your brother, that was very cruel.
Hey, how did you know about my brother?
It's okay. Really, no one will ever hear it from me. But if you ever need anybody to talk to, or not talk to, I'd be happy to do either.
I'll keep that in mind.
And, I know I said some things about you and your world. And I'm sorry. Obviously, I don't know anything about your life.
Thank you. But I really got to get out of here.
Yeah, sure.
But maybe, you know, I can take you up on that getting together and not talking thing sometime. Will you call me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get out of here.
There's someone I need to talk to first. Please, Mom, I can do this. Okay. Blair, can I talk to you? Just take a moment.
Sure.
Serena's not a patient at the Ostroff Center.
Eric, you've always been a sweet kid, and I can understand you trying to protect your sister.
I am.
I've never even seen you take a drink.
I'm not an alcoholic. I did this. And today Serena protected me.
Eric, I didn't...
See that coming? Yeah. Well, it must be a shock for someone who thinks she knows everything.
What's that all about?
Another bomb lands in Blair's lap. Will she use it as ammunition? Or will she finally surrender and put down her arms?
Nothing.
This
So you really impressed the guy, huh? Must be the way you poured those sodas.
Yeah, about that. I know I may have been a little light in the gratitude.
Yeah, a touch.
But I appreciate it. All of it. Even if I sometimes don't show it.
We're real men, son. We don't like to share our feelings. But I know what you're capable of. And nothing. My last name, my bank account is going to keep you from getting what you deserve. Not if I can help it. And I see that Dartmouth has an electroacoustic music program. What do you think of me applying?
What?
Yeah, and Jenny Smart, get her early admission. Maybe we'll all go.
So not remotely funny.
Nate.
Hello? Oh, yeah, I'll be right there.
Where the hell could you possibly have to be right now?
I'm waiting for a run with my dad. Who's Jessica?
Jersey girls. Let's just say they're the Princeton Tigers for a reason.
All right, I'll see ya.
Feeling good?
Good.
All right. I'm gonna...
Hey, good to see you, son. Turns out Jed's a runner, too.
I would have never mentioned it if I knew he was going to get me out here this early.
I'm glad to see you're feeling better, Nate. I was just telling Jed about your little bout of food poisoning last night. What do you say, kiddo? You want to show him how it's done?
Let's go.
Nate is the captain of his lacrosse team, as well as being an all-star cross-country runner.
Hi.
Hey.
Is it okay that I'm here?
Yeah, hi.
Will your mom be mad?
That you're here? That would require her stopping by. Saturday mornings are spent at Bliss, and after last night, I think she could use some extra time on the massage table.
Well, here. Somebody has an admirer.
They're for my sister. From the Brown rep. Apparently his cousin did some time here in his youth.
Well, that's good, right? I mean, at least her entire future isn't blown.
I don't think that's making her feel a whole lot better right now.
Whenever something's bothering you, I can always find you here.
Here for another cat fight? What's that?
A letter? I wrote it to you when you were away at boarding school. I never sent it. Dear Serena, my world is falling apart. And you're the only one who would understand. My father left my mother for a 31-year-old model. A male model. He likes screaming because I don't have anyone to talk to. You're gone. My dad's gone. Nate's acting weird. Where are you? Why don't you call? Why did you leave without saying goodbye? You're supposed to be my best friend. I miss you so much. How's Blair? Why didn't you sit down? You would have what? You knew Serena. And you didn't even call. I didn't know what to say to you, or even how to be your friend after what I did. I'm so sorry. I guess your family's been going through a hard time, too.
Spotted in Central Park, two white flags waving. Could an Upper East Side peace accord be far off? So what will it be, truce or consequences? We all know one nation can't have two queens. What happens next? Only time will tell. XOXO, Gossip Girl.